Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, December 15th, 2018. We're coming to you from Raleigh, North Carolina, where the snow continues to melt. So today is podcast number 31, 12 suggestions for having a less stressful Christmas. And I think we all need a little of that, don't we? Well, here we go, my friends. Another year's almost over. 2018 came like a bullet train, and it appears to be leaving the same way. A non-stop speed pass through another year. And now where do we find ourselves? Well, about 10 short days from Christmas. And who would have ever known amidst all the hustle and bustle, the FedEx, UPS, and now Amazon trucks zooming around us like a swarm of bees? We're now in the final days before Christmas. And we all know that this has been classified as probably the most stressful time of the year for most people. And for some, their feelings of loneliness, sadness, fatigue, and even hopelessness. You know, I blame a lot of the problems on the commercialization of Christmas, where the media and retailers have all been out there trying to make a dime. And they've turned the meaning of Christmas, this most sacred holiday of the year, upside down. We've all contributed in a big way by allowing this to happen. So what can we do to make Christmas less stressful? I want to offer you 12 suggestions today to make Christmas less stressful for you, your family, and those around you that have to put up with you every day. So here we go. Number one, remember the reason for the season. It's Christmas, folks, a holiday specifically designed to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Don't allow anyone to tell you or make you think otherwise. Every time I hear somebody say happy holidays, I cringe. The holiday, my friends, is Christmas, absolutely nothing else, in spite of all the people who've convinced themselves otherwise. It's Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas. Number two, reconnect with your family and friends. You know, for some, we see family that we may not see at any other time of the year. I'm going to encourage you to reconnect with your family and friends. Don't argue or get into fights about petty disputes of the past, who makes the best pie, all the trivial junk swirling around us. Reconnect with your family and friends. Have a good time with them. Number three, don't get caught up or carried away with the commercialization of Christmas. The belief that we must do everything that the retailers and the media want us to do, to go out and buy a new car, to buy jewelry, to buy, get into debt, whatever. If you really love someone this Christmas, you're going to buy them that nice diamond tennis bracelet and a new red Lexus. It's Christmas after all. Yeah. No. Step back and remember tip number one, the reason for the season. Number four, slow down. Stop shopping and take a break. And review tips number one, two, and three. Take a deep breath. Get out of the mall or off of Amazon.com and breathe. It's okay to just sit down and visit with family. The reconnection we talked about earlier. Number five, make Christmas meaningful for the right reasons. Do you have kids? Teach them the reason for Christmas and the importance of your cherished family traditions. And you should have family traditions that you pass on to your kids, whether it's sitting around the Christmas tree, Christmas Eve, reading the night before Christmas, whatever your traditions are, keep those traditions in your family. Number six, follow up with number five, make some memories. Do some things that your family will remember as a family. And going to Walmart is probably not one of them. Go see some Christmas lights, sing some Christmas carols, volunteer to help those in need. Go visit some shut-ins, nursing homes, older folks. Brighten their day. Do it as a family. Take pictures of your family having fun and smiling. Number seven, spend less money this Christmas. Now that's a novel idea. Why get into tremendous debt over trying to keep up with the Joneses or trying to impress someone? Parents, give it a break. They don't need everything. Your kids don't have to have everything. Give reasonably, meaningful gifts from the heart, not meaningless gifts from your Citibank card that you're going to be paying off for the next 5 years. Number eight, go to a Christmas service this year. This one's important for me and my family. Christmas Eve candlelight service are awesome. Or Christmas Day services, I can tell you that you'll be glad that you went. Take the whole family and discover tip number one, the reason for the season. It definitely puts things into perspective. So go to a Christmas service this year. Number nine, Don't watch the news, because it will destroy your Christmas with divisiveness and negativity beyond imagination. Want to get stressed out? Turn on the news. Want to ruin your day? Turn on the news. Want to learn how to hate people and to pull literally nations apart? Turn on the news. Politicians and news commentators, in my opinion, are the least credible people on earth, for the most part. Now, granted, there are some that are not. And I, for one, don't need them to tell me anything or give me any advice on anything. If you're going to turn the TV on this year, play some Christmas classics. The favorites out there, the ones that make you feel good, that talk about the true meaning of Christmas. Shows that lift you up, make you laugh. Everything else is pure garbage. You want to know what I really think? Okay, you get the point. Number 10, reflect on who you are this Christmas, or what you've become. How about your family? You don't like what you see? Change. Change the way you treat others. Put God number one in your lives. Start your New Year's resolutions early this year. Reflect on who you are and who you've become, what your family has become. Number 11, put away the smartphones. This is a big one for me. You know, the research is coming out every day with new material that shows the damaging effects of smartphones. And it's mind-boggling when you read some of these studies. The problems with addiction and how smartphones are starting to control us. It's destroying a generation right before our eyes, and we're silently watching. And many people are oblivious because they too are addicted to smartphones, social media. Who, by the way, has time for anything anymore or anyone because of those smartphones? It's ruling your lives. Stop. Put it away. Tell your kids to put them away. A smartphone-free Christmas is what I hope for, Santa. And finally, number 12, commit to being a better person, a kinder person, a more happy person, a more spiritual person, a more thankful person, a more grateful person, a more loving person, a more patient person, a better father, a better mother, a better son, a better daughter, grandparent. Wherever you are and whoever you are, there's room for improvement. Start today. Smile and be happy. Life is too short to be miserable and to complain. Live a life of excellence every day. Get your life priorities in order. As for me and my house, it's faith, family, and friends. Everything else is some random number down the line. So there you have it today. My 12 tips for having a less stressful Christmas. I hope that you make this Christmas the best Christmas that you ever had for you and your family and everyone around you. You can do this. It's not hard. Join us for our Christmas podcast next Friday. I hope you have a great weekend and a great week next week, and we'll see you Friday.